You have four bids on your desk, three different formats. One vendor didn't include disposal, another lumped labor and materials together. A third added alternates you never requested. Your asset manager wants a recommendation by Friday, and you're still trying to figure out whether everyone priced the same scope. This is the property manager's bid leveling challenge. Not the general contractor version, where you're managing 20 subcontractor bids on a single construction project. The PM version, where you're handling 3 to 5 capital projects at any given time, each with a handful of bids, and every recommendation needs to survive scrutiny from ownership. The full guide on this page gives you a complete, repeatable process. This audio walks you through the framework so you understand the system before you dive into the details. Part 1. Before the bids. The quality of your comparison is determined before you receive a single bid. If the request is vague, the responses will be inconsistent. If the request is structured, the responses will be comparable. The guide walks you through building a scope library, reusable templates for your most common project types that include specific quantities, material specs, inclusions, exclusions, and timeline expectations. Here's why this matters so much. When every vendor quotes against the same detailed scope, 80% of the leveling work is already done before you compare a single number. The bids arrive closer to apples to apples because the question was specific enough to produce comparable answers. Part 2. When bids arrive. Before you compare a single number, you do a completeness check. Did each vendor address the full scope? Are there exclusions you need to account for? Are there assumptions that shift real cost, like one vendor assuming you'll handle demolition while another includes it? Then you build your comparison matrix, a standard structure that breaks every bid into the same categories. The guide gives you the specific columns to use and how to customize them by trade. The rule of thumb: if you can't fill in every cell with information directly from the bid, pick up the phone before you proceed. A 10-minute clarification call now prevents a 5-figure surprise later. One construction and PM lead we interviewed summed up the frustration well. He described the timeliness of getting bids back as a huge thorn in their side, and then once you get the bids back, actually comparing them bid to bid as another thorn on top of that. Part 3. The leveling process. This is where the real work happens. Leveling means adjusting your comparison to account for scope differences, so you're evaluating vendors against the same baseline. You go column by column, flag where vendors diverge, scope gaps, quality differences, timeline differences, assumption gaps, and then normalize the numbers. An important distinction: normalizing doesn't mean changing a vendor's bid. It means adding adjusted totals that reflect the true cost of each option. A vendor who bid $42,000 but excluded permits and disposal has an adjusted comparison total of $46,500, but their contracted price stays at $42,000. You're not changing bids, you're building a level playing field. Part 4. Documentation. Your recommendation document serves two audiences at two different times. Today, it helps ownership understand and approve the vendor selection. 6 months from now, it protects you if questions come up about why a vendor was chosen or what the scope included. The guide gives you a one-page format with four sections: project summary, vendor summary, leveled comparison, and recommendation with reasoning, plus the full project file structure behind it. Part 5. The system that improves over time. The first time you use this process, it takes longer than your current approach. The second time, it's faster. By the fifth project, it's significantly faster because you're reusing scope templates, referencing past comparisons, and making decisions informed by vendor performance history instead of starting from scratch every time. As one property manager put it, if there were a formal structure, it would be very beneficial. Not just for trust, but because the structure outlives any individual. People move on. The process shouldn't walk out the door with them. The complete playbook with every step, every template recommendation, and every field insight is right here on this page. If you're ready to move from ad hoc comparisons to a repeatable system, that guide is your starting point.